This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 764, Shouted from the Rooftops. Learn the difference between shout, yell, scream, and squeal.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we answer a great question from a listener about the differences between four words that describe outbursts. Learn how to make your vocabulary more nuanced to connect today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the weekend?
Oh, totally. Always hoping to do some hiking as usual. I'm going to see my niece, Emmy, and she's coming to the beach with my brother. And, you know, whenever I get to hang out with family, it's always a good thing.
Yeah. Do you ever have to like yell at your niece? Like, do you have to discipline her?
That makes me think. Yes. Last time I was babysitting for her, she tried to sit on the cat Yeah, she's so mean to this cat. I don't think she understands this poor cat. The cat is like Gumby. He's amazing. He doesn't care about anything. Like she can twist but she'll like grab him by the collar. And I swear she's 10 seconds away from choking him, but she doesn't know it. And then we're in the living room and the cat's sitting in his little bed and she looks at me. And she goes, I'm going to sit on the cat. And I'm like, no. And so I grabbed her. I was like, don't sit on the cat. You're going to break the cat's back. Like,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had to yell at her because she doesn't understand. But I feel like my brother's not teaching her. I feel like that's such a good lesson, like how to respect animals, how to be careful with life. But I don't see that they're teaching her that. So it makes me worried, you know.
I'm sure she'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's like, I think with being an aunt, it's hard because like you want to be, I mean, for me too, like you want to be like the cool aunt, but sometimes you need to discipline, right? So it's kind of hard.
I know. And it's weird because they think of you as like the cool aunt and they don't expect you to yell at them or to, you know, they don't expect discipline to come from you. So it might be really upsetting if you do have to discipline them. Upsetting for them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, oh gosh, that's tough. So anyway, Lindsay, we are talking about this because I asked you about yell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. You said, do you yell at your niece, right?
Yeah. And I am asking you that also because we got a really great message from a listener, from Diana from Portugal, and she's asking us a really good question. Could you read us the question, Lindsay?
I would be happy to. Okay, here we go. Here's the message from Diana. So, hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I'm Diana from Portugal, and I want to start off by thanking you two for this spectacular podcast that you've created. I've been listening to All Ears English for 4 months now, and I have to confess that I totally got addicted to it from the very first time. That's awesome. Your energetic voices always set me up in a positive mood for my day, and most importantly, your insights into both the language and the culture have been a huge help for me to become a more natural and easy to connect English speaker. You're doing an amazing job. Wow. Thank you. That's so cool. That's so cool. All right. So here's the question. Today, I have a question about the words shout, scream, squeal, and yell. Even though they all have quite similar meanings, it seems to me that there might be slight yet important differences in their usage. Wow. Her English is awesome.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. You're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed that the word yell is commonly used by natives to describe someone that is speaking with a loud voice out of anger or annoyance, whereas the word shout seems to be a more neutral, less emotion-based description. Sounds like she's a native speaker.
I know. I know.
Is that right? What about the word scream and squeal? Great word, squeal. Are they associated with some specific emotion or feeling? And could you give us a couple of suitable situations to throw them in? I would very much appreciate if you clear up my mind on this in some upcoming episodes. Thank you so much again for this super funny, inspiring, and helpful show. Have a good one. Warmly, Diana.
Yeah, Diana, you're amazing.
Wow. Such a high level of English. Incredible. Incredible.
I know. Very, very, very advanced.
She writes better than a lot of the native speakers that I know. Her writing
for
is
sure. For sure. Yeah, Diana.
Definitely.
So
better.
Just, you should feel good about that, Diana, from the start, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So yeah. This is a really good question. And I mean, somebody at Diana's level is like really thinking about these like teeny tiny differences between words. And so, you know, in some ways, these are even maybe a little bit difficult for us to think about because so it was a little bit hard to plan this one, but we're going to give it a shot, guys. But do you agree? Let's just start out with this one. So Diana said that yell is more like out of anger or annoyance, and she believes that shout is maybe more neutral. What do you think about that, Lindsay?
I would say usually that's true in my experience, because if we were talking about our nieces and nephews, right, your nephew, my niece, mm-hmm. you didn't ask me, did you shout at her? You said, do you have to yell at her sometimes? Yeah. So that's more like anger, annoyance, discipline. Don't sit on the cat, right? You can't sit on the cat. Okay. Versus shout. Yeah, I think it's probably true that shout is more often more neutral. Yes, I would agree with that.
I think more often, yeah. So, I mean, Diana, already that you picked up on that, that's pretty amazing. So to me, like Diana, we said shout, scream, yell, and squeal. So to me, the odd one out is squeal. Would you say that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a unique word that we can explain in a little bit. Yeah.
So to me, shout, scream, and yell are more similar, and squeal is a little bit different. Yeah. So, okay. So let's go through them, and we'll answer your question, Diana. Okay. So first of all, let's start with shout. So as we said, you know, you're not always angry, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes this happens like on a soccer field or, you know, just a coach kind of shouting towards the players, not necessarily in an angry way. But yeah, so it's more neutral. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, this makes me think of like, okay, if you're on the subway, do you ever, Lindsay, are you ever talking and then you don't realize how loud you're speaking?
Yes, this happens a lot. I mean, I feel like this happens to people, some friends of mine that are always talking louder than they should be. And then you have to say that to them on the subway or in a restaurant. Or if someone doesn't hear very well, they might just speak louder than they should. You have to say, you're shouting, be quiet.
Right. That's what that makes me think of. Like, this happens to me sometimes. I mean, I think I have a fairly loud voice. And like, I remember I was recently in a taxi cab with some friends. And the one of the girls I was with said she was just talking, and I didn't think she was speaking very in a loud voice, but and then somebody else said, oh, like, quiet down, like you're shouting. And but so that's what that makes me think of. Could it be an angry thing to shout? I think so. I mean, I think of I didn't put this in, but the phrase a shouting match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shouting magic. Yeah, sure. I mean, and so in that case, it's kind of more of a chunk, right? And the meaning comes from the chunk because we just repeat that chunk to mean that thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that would mean like a fight. So, but just in the way of to shout is more like what we were saying before.
Mm, yeah. And it's also interesting to think about the cultural differences in terms of like voice tone. I mean, I remember when I lived in Japan, it seemed like it was much more of a sensitive society to people's voices being loud. So, for example, everyone, when they talked on the phone, if they had to talk on the phone on the train, which is already like considered really rude, they would put their hand over their phone and just really speak quietly into the phone. I don't see that quite as much in the US. I mean, sometimes people do that, but it's less, I feel like there's less etiquette around being quiet in a public place here. You know, and it's also kind of a stereotype when you see Americans in a restaurant, they're loud and, you know, but maybe there are other cultures that are even louder. So it's interesting how this can vary across culture, what's appropriate and what's not, just to throw that out there. Yeah,
sure. Absolutely.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's move on to scream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So scream to me, I was thinking about this, it could be angry or also could be in a loud place. So like if you're at a concert, you say she had to scream over the music.
Yeah, it could also be, when I think of it, I think of it also as fear, like Scream, the movie Scream. Right.
Oh, right. True. Like, for example, like fear or surprise and fear. Right. So like the teacher screamed when she saw the mouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Or yeah, they scream when they see that someone's in the house. Right. They're terrified. They screamed. Yeah. No, that's very true. I like that.
Right. Absolutely. So I would say that's kind of the difference there. A subtle difference is it could be angry, but it also could be fear, surprise, things like that. Like, oh my gosh, I get freaked out when like, I don't know, like when I was a kid and people would, you know, they always try and like hide behind corners and like when you're coming out of a room and they're like, boo and stuff like that.
Yeah. You would scream. Were you like one of those kids? I feel like a lot of like little girls will scream all the time. Like there's a lot of screaming that happens with little kids, like especially girls. Were you one of those kids that was always screaming?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think about it, but you just made me remember that I was at the playground recently with my nephew and there was a group of little girls going down the slide and every single time they went down the slide, they were screaming.
Or yeah, it's true. Or of course, another place you hear a lot of screams is obviously like on a roller coaster in a theme park, right?
Right.
And yeah, that's for good.
But
reason.
It also makes me think of even like in a concert, like oh, everybody scream, woo! Like that's cheer. But also, I feel like especially when I would, you know, like boy bands and things like that. Like I feel like that's like you would describe that as screaming, like.
Right, like when Justin Bieber enters the stage.
Right, exactly. And I would say that's screaming, not yelling or shouting.
Yeah, I would agree. I think usually shouting also has like a deeper tone, a more stern, like maybe not necessarily like a male voice, because obviously women can shout too, but a more, as we said before, a more like disciplining voice, a louder voice, a deeper voice, lower voice.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, good. So you know what? Let's skip down to yell and then we'll get back to the last one. So that's the
Done yell yet. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. So yell. So yeah, this one does sound more angry to me, right? Like how we used yell. Oh, you have to yell at your niece when you discipline her, right? So this makes me think of like, you know, okay, like let's say I'm the mom here. Like, oh, you didn't clean your room. I am so angry at you.
Stop yelling at me, mom.
Right. That's how I would think of yell. I would think of that as being more angry, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think yell has the connotation of, yeah, of disciplining and yelling for sure.
Sure. Okay, so there you go. So there are these ones. And now we have one that's a little bit different, which is squeal.
Yeah.
So in the dictionary, there are a couple different definitions of this. One of them is to make a long, high-pitched cry or noise. So the I think their example was the girl's was it their example or my example? I can't remember anymore. The girl squealed with delight. Like, so this is kind of how we said at a concert. I don't know. I don't know if I would. What do you think about this example?
I feel like squealing is more like in a little bit more like personal setting, like a quieter, like a small conversation between two people or with three or four people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes it could be used interchangeably with scream probably. And that's what they're doing here, right? They screamed with delight. They squealed with delight. But sometimes it's like when you're excited, you're, oh yeah, I'm excited. You squeal. I don't even know how to do an impression of it because I feel like I know. Do it that much.
Oh like, my gosh. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can also be that they said, the dictionary, to inform, someone to the police or a person in authority. So their example was she feared they would victimize her for squealing on their pals.
Right. And also completely different meaning, right? So that's not the same thing as to scream with delight or to make a noise. It's obviously just like giving information. Okay. So that's
right. That maybe somebody doesn't want you to give.
Exactly. So even though it's used in the same way, it's the same word, it means something completely different.
Exactly.
So it doesn't mean that the person went to the police and screamed to the police about this information. it means they gave information.
And the word squeal also just makes me think of like a pig. Like,
yeah,
if they say like pull a pig's tail or something, like, I don't know. That's one of the things that I think of at first. Like, I think squeal is just the least common.
Yeah, for sure. It's the more kind of niche word, nuanced word that you guys could add to your vocabulary. And honestly, you would stand out. Like if you were on the IELTS exam and you were able to put this in instead of if it fit, for example, in some kind of conversation, that would give you major vocabulary points because it's different. It's unique. It's not something that most ESL students would use, honestly.
Absolutely. All right. So I hope that's been a good answer to your question. But we're going to do a little role play here and then we'll go through it and talk it out.
Okay. So what's going on here?
Okay. So in this situation, we are two friends gossiping.
Okay. I am ready.
Okay. So
did you hear Katie and Larry fighting last night?
Yes, they were screaming at each other.
I know. I think he made her watch a scary movie. I heard her scream at all the scary parts.
She hates that. She yelled at him, that's for sure.
She was also mad because he squealed on her for skipping class.
That's right.
Shh, you're shouting. This is the library. Oops, sorry.
Okay.
You would get kicked out of the library.
Yeah, I would get kicked out. Okay, so here we have a few examples. So let's go through this, Lindsay. So what did we say first?
All right, so first we said, yes, they were screaming at each other. So they were screaming or having a fight.
Yeah, exactly. So in this way, they're angry. And then we use scream in a different way, right?
Yeah, exactly. So now we said, I think he made her watch a scary movie. I heard her scream at all the scary parts. So that's like to respond to something scary. Ah, right?
Yeah. Right. And then I said, she hates that she yelled at him. That's for sure. So she was angry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the fighting. Okay. And that's similar to what we talked about in the beginning when we have to discipline our nieces and nephews, right? To yell at someone, to yell at a kid, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So she yelled at him. And then we said she was also mad because he squealed on her for skipping class. So this is the other meaning, right? So he like told on her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He squealed. So this is not the little yell that we talked about, right? This is where we talked about when someone gave information, told on you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. And what was the last thing that happened? It was kind of funny.
You were so loud. You said, that's right. And I said, shh, you're shouting, right? This is the library. Be quiet. Okay.
Right. So, and shouting. So in this situation, I mean, I'm not necessarily yelling. I'm not angry, but I'm just speaking in a loud voice. So. So this was a really good question, Diana, and like really, really specific and, very nuanced. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think this is I think Diana's really on the right track here. I mean, she's asking such a great question about, and if you guys can all take today's lesson, today's episode, add this word squealed and understand the nuances between scream, yell, shout, you're really going to move yourself to the next level. And that's what we're here for connection. All right. Very cool.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much. And thanks, guys, for listening. And go ahead and practice using these words, but don't yell. Yeah, I hope you don't have to yell too much. I hope you don't have to yell too much in your daily lives.
Exactly. And guys, remember, if you are taking the IELTS exam, we mentioned the IELTS vocabulary today earlier. If you are taking IELTS and you want to prepare, we have a good way for you to do it. Go on over to IELTS Energy, sign up there, subscribe to that podcast, and you'll hear from me and Jessica 3 times a week on how to increase your score. Okay. Very cool. All right. Awesome. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.